KJAN Sports.
Time for Jack of Sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Boys State Baseball Championship action continues today as they move into the semifinal rounds. That's because yesterday they finished up the quarterfinal round of the tournament in Des Moines. In the Class 4A first rounders yesterday, Iowa City West knocked out Southeast Polk 6-3. West Des Moines Dowling Catholic, a winner over Davenport Central 7-1. Fort Dodge edging Cedar Rapids Kennedy 2-1. And Mason City advances to the semifinals in the Big School Class, posting a 6-1 win over Des Moines Roosevelt at Principal Park yesterday. Four more games on the slate today, and as previously mentioned, they are all semifinal round games. They'll start today at noon with the 2A semifinals as Kemper Catholic, the top seed, will face off against Gilbert, while at 2 o'clock, Davis County will play St. Albert, the winners moving into the 2A state championship game. The 1A semis are set for tonight as Martinsdale St. Mary's, gunning for their second straight championship, tries to keep their winning streak alive as the Blue Devils will face off against Coon Rapids Bayer. That's at 6 o'clock tonight. That'll be followed at 8 o'clock by Lansing Key playing Mason City Newman. Those winners move on to the 1A state championship game this weekend. In Major League Baseball, it's just another sign that this is another year of the pitcher. Irvin Santana pitched the first no-hitter for the Angels in nearly 27 years and the third in the Major Leagues this season as the LA Angels topped the Indians 3-1 in Cleveland. Minnesota's Francisco Liriano threw a no-hitter against the White Sox on May 3rd and Detroit ace Justin Verlander no-hit Toronto on May 7th. Santana struck out 10, allowing only two runners, one on an error on the leadoff batter in the first inning, another on a walk in the eighth. It's the Angels' first solo no-hitter since Mike Witt pitched a perfect game on September 30th of 1984. Mark Langston and Witt combined on a no-hitter on April 11th of 1990 in a 1-0 win against Seattle. This was the first no-hitter at Progressive Field, a ballpark that opened as Jacobs Field in 1994. Also in the American League, Seattle snapped a club record 17-game losing streak with a 9-2 drubbing of the Yankees in New York as Ichiro Suzuki had four hits and scored two runs, and Dustin Ackley had three hits, driving in three. David Ortiz hit a grand slam, capping a 5-run fourth inning, and Dustin Pedroia extended his career-best hitting streak to 24 games with a solo homer in the Red Sox 12-5 win over the Kansas City Royals. Joe Mauer and Michael Kadire homered to back a solid start by Brian Densing for the Minnesota Twins in a 7-2 win over the AL West-leading Texas Rangers. Oakland enjoyed a 13-4 laugher over Tampa Bay as Hideki Matsui homered and drove in five runs. Toronto blanked Baltimore 3-0 as Ricky Romero and Joe Rausch combined on a four-hitter. And on the south side of Chicago, Alejandro Daaza hit a two-run homer in his first at-bat of the season as the White Sox topped the Tigers by a final of 2-1. Over the National League, one night after their wild, epic 1-0 19-inning win, the Atlanta Braves posted another one-run win over the Pittsburgh Pirates, this time 2-1, as David Ross drove in the game winner with a bases-loaded single. Matt Cain pitched into the eighth inning to out-duel Cole Hamels and lead the San Francisco Giants to a 2-1 win over the Philadelphia Phillies. The National League West-leading Giants won for the third time in four games. Emilio Bonifacio stretched his hitting streak to 25 games in the Florida Marlins' 7-5 win over Washington. Rookie Jose Altuve drove in the go-ahead run in the ninth inning with his third hit as the Houston Astros snapped a five-game losing streak with a 4-2 win over St. Louis as the Cards fell a half-game back of Milwaukee in the National League Central. Arizona nipped San Diego 4-3 as Justin Upton homered twice. Colorado beat the L.A. Dodgers 3-1. Milwaukee blanked the Chicago Cubs 2-0. And Lucas Duda took over for Carlos Beltran off somewhere weighing a trade and homered to help the New York Mets beat the Cincinnati Reds 8-2. Speaking of Beltran, he has accepted a trade to the San Francisco Giants. That trade is expected to be formally announced today. The World Series champions could use some help on offense, as Beltran had a no-trade provision in his contract. The Mets' big prize in return is minor league pitching prospect Zachary Wheeler. It'll be the Mets' second major deal this month, as they sent closer Francisco Rodriguez in cash to the Brewers after the All-Star game. In other baseball news, the St. Louis Cardinals have traded outfielder Colby Rasmus and three other players in a three-team deal that gives them pitchers Edwin Jackson, Octavio Dotel, and Mark Repchinski. Now, the trade also gives the Cardinals outfielder Corey Patterson and three players to be named or cash considerations. Besides Rasmus, Toronto also gets pitchers P.J. Walters, Trevor Miller, and Brian Tallett from the Cardinals. The Jays acquired Jackson and utility player Mark Tian earlier in the day in a deal with the White Sox. Chicago got reliever Jason Fraser and pitching prospect Zach Stewart. The Atlanta Braves have acquired veteran catcher Will Nieves from the Milwaukee Brewers for cash after losing All-Star Brian McCann to an oblique injury. McCann strained his left oblique during Tuesday night's 4-3 victory in 19 innings over Pittsburgh. In Pacific Coast League baseball yesterday, it was New Orleans downing the Iowa Cubs 7-3, while the Omaha Storm Chasers, a winner over Albuquerque, 6-4. Iowa's at New Orleans again tonight, while Omaha will host Albuquerque again this evening. In football news, North Carolina has fired football coach Butch Davis. The school issued a statement Wednesday night announcing Davis's dismissal 9 days before the start of preseason practice. Chancellor Holden Thorpe says the decision was not prompted by any changes in the ongoing NCAA investigation into possible improper benefits and academic misconduct in the football program. Rather, Thorpe says he lost confidence in the ability to come through this without harming the way people think of the institution. The school scheduled a news conference for today to announce that dismissal. In NFL preseason news, 2 days after the lockout ended, the wheeling and dealing continues like one extended two-minute drill for general managers. Here are some of the highlights. According to a person familiar with the agreement, the Tennessee Titans have reached a deal with Matt Hasselbeck. The 35-year-old quarterback has spent the past 10 years with Seattle, but the Seahawks reached a deal Tuesday with quarterback Tavares Jackson. The Titans were looking for a veteran QB to help mentor number 8 overall draft pick Jake Locker. Veteran Kerry Collins is retiring, and Tennessee plans to trade or release Vince Young before training camp opens tomorrow. Free agents aren't allowed to sign contracts, though, until Friday. In other news from around pro football, according to people with knowledge of the situations, the New York Jets have agreed to terms on a 5-year deal with Santonio Holmes, who is regarded as the top wide receiver available in this year's free agent class. Holmes already is tweeting thanks to other players who are congratulating him on the deal. The Jets acquired Holmes from Pittsburgh last offseason. He went on to catch 52 balls for 746 yards and 6 touchdowns. The Vikings are getting quarterback Donovan McNabb for a pair of 6th-round draft choices. McNabb would have to agree to restructure the 5-year, $78 million deal that he signed with the Redskins because the Vikings don't have enough cap room to fit him in with the way the deal is currently structured. Dante Stallworth tells a local radio station in Washington that he'll be joining the Redskins. The 30-year-old wide receiver caught only 2 passes with the Baltimore Ravens last season after sitting out much of the year with a broken foot. He was suspended for the previous season after pleading guilty to DUI manslaughter. Houston has agreed to terms with backup quarterback Matt Leinart, free agent receiver Jacoby Jones, and tackle Rashard Butler. The Carolina Panthers agreed to terms with defensive tackle Ron Edwards, who spent his first 5 seasons with Buffalo and the last 5 with Kansas City. He has 192 career tackles and 15.5 sacks. D'Angelo Williams agreed to re-sign with Carolina as he's the Panthers' career rushing leader. Also, the Bills have agreed to a 3-year contract with free agent quarterback Tyler Thigpen. Buffalo head coach Chan Gailey was Kansas City's offensive coordinator in 2008 when Thigpen started 11 games and threw for 18 touchdowns while completing almost 55% of his passes. Jacksonville targeted former Buffalo Bills linebacker Paul Posluszny and landed him early in free agency. The Jaguars and Posluszny have agreed to a 6-year contract worth $45 million. $15 million of that is guaranteed. Coach Tom Coughlin has signed a contract extension with the Giants that takes him through the 2012 season. Also, a judge in Cleveland has spared New York Jets star Braylon Edwards jail time, extending his Ohio probation by a year for violating terms by driving drunk in New York City. The 28-year-old free agent wide receiver could have received up to 6 months in jail. And in golf news, Iowa State golfer Kristen Paulson has shattered the scoring mark at the Iowa Women's Amateur Tournament. Paulson claimed her 2nd straight Iowa amateur title Wednesday at the Sunnyside Country Club in Waterloo. Paulson won, shooting 14 under 202. That breaks the tournament record for 54 holes by a whopping 5 strokes. Paulson also shot a tournament record low of 63 in the second round, and she won this year by an even 10 strokes. That's Check of Sports this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.